With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is ordering a pause to all military aid to Ukraine. In a statement, a White House official said that the president's been clear that he is focused on peace and that our partners need to be as well. He went on to say that the U.S. is pausing and reviewing our aid to ensure that it's contributing to a solution. Well, President Trump announces a major investment in the U.S. economy from a Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturer.
We have some good people. Today, Taiwan Semiconductor is announcing that they will be investing at least $100 billion in new capital in the United States over the next short period of time to build state-of-the-art semiconductor manufacturing facilities. I think mostly it's going to be in Arizona, which is what I understand, which is a great state.
TSMC is the world's largest semiconductor manufacturer. Also at SRNnews.com, the theme of President Trump's address to the joint session of Congress Tuesday will be the renewal of the American dream. White House officials said the president will focus on his record so far, the economy, border security, and his plan for global peace. A White House statement said that the president has accomplished more in 1 month than any president has in 4 years. The joint address will be must-see TV. President's speech set to start at 9 p.m. Eastern. A prominent Washington, D.C. tax policy expert says many in Congress believe extending the Trump tax cuts is the key to economic growth.
When you combine that with the deregulatory efforts and so many other things being proposed with DOGE and just this kind of new sense of optimism in Washington around fiscal responsibility again and budget cuts and how do we tackle this debt, growth is always going to be a key element, and that's what we hear from our legislators every day.
Jonathan Williams is with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Maryland school kids dodge a bullet.
The state Senate committee has killed a bill that would have allowed contraceptives to be sold in vending machines in the public schools. The legislation actually passed the Maryland House of Representatives with a big push by Democrats. However, Senate Republicans managed to derail the measure, and it's unlikely to be introduced again this year. The bill would have allowed contraceptive sales in kindergartens, nursery schools, elementary, and secondary schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian nurse is charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not save Israeli patients. Sarah Abu Lebda, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses, and she's been released on bail. She and another Muslim nurse, Ahmed Nadir, were suspended from Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital in Sydney 2 months ago over an online exchange with an Israeli influencer. This is SRN News. A shocking turn of events in an Illinois courtroom.
The man accused of opening fire at an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago in 2022 has pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder moments ahead of opening arguments for his Monday trial. 23-year-old Robert Cremo did not address the court. The shooting left 7 people dead and wounded more than 40. Sentencing on his guilty plea will come April 23rd. Cremo is certain to spend the rest of his life behind bars. I'm Julie Walker.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has for the second time reversed the renaming of a U.S. military base, saying that Fort Moore in Georgia should revert back to Fort Benning. The move reflects an effort by the Pentagon to overturn the Biden administration's 2023 decision to remove the names that honored Confederate leaders. More details at SRNnews.com.